what is controlling you? Where will what is going to be?
That is bad association. So people are jumping into marriage without knowing what it is. Yes, I'm a man and my wife, so I have to get married. Is that all? It's more than that. So we should understand it. So when we get married, we know we are prepared. It is service for Krishna. You are not ready for service. Let me go and enjoy it. Just suffer and make a big mess of the whole thing. So it requires serious training. So we'll get nice work.
Vibha,
Vishnu.
How often?
Yes. The husband that will be happy, yes, my daughter.
I love
they go to the temple very rare because they have to serve their food, which is very good. But sometimes, like, not every prabhus are very active in the movement, right? And in that case, should the Mataji go to the temple to do the service or keep staying at home and do the service, keep on serving the prabhus and the tribe?
It is better for us to. It's very important to get a husband who is a good. Not just a husband. You just hanging around the Western life, not serious. If you marry such a person, you have a problem. Marry a devotee who is interested in Krishna consciousness. So, that is why it is very dangerous to be under a man that is controlled. The man should control the wife so that he is one to tell the wife and the children, let's go to the temple, let's go and do service, let's chant the Krishna, let's agree together. That is the husband. You are marrying somebody who is not interested in Krishna consciousness. How will you move forward? You want to go to the temple and say, no, I'm the husband, so you have to follow me. You will in anxiety always. So you have to check first.
That is the reason why maybe we should wait before getting married. Like some people, they are busy because maybe they have just do their BSc, they need to do their master's, or they have recently joined the.
It's not about master's or
workplace, they need
degree.
To. Sorry?
It is not about degree, it's about the person.
Yes.
If you are a character person, you are serious in Christian person. You don't need the degree to
Well, sometimes they are drawn the work because most they need to grow in the workplace. Like they are not really stabilized.
The qualification to be a devotee is just faith, only faith in Krishna. That is the qualification. Nothing else. That's the cause. Only faith in Krishna. That is the only qualification we need. So if someone is very, very faithful in Krishna consciousness, then serve Krishna in any capacity. If one has no faith in Krishna, what will your degree be? It's not a degree that is going to create faith in you. It's not. You don't have it. Even if you are the most beautiful person in the world, who would that be? Without faith in Krishna, or the wealthy person, that's something you have all these qualities, material qualities. But what are they in Krishna consciousness? We have millionaires and millionaires of Krishna consciousness. How many devotees who are millionaires? Are they all pure devotees? They're not. qualification is in faith. So we have somebody who is faithful, serious, and patient, consistent. That is the person who is saved. Who encourages you to say consistent. Not just somebody.
Very motivated in Krishna conscious, but the Prabhu is not. And we know that Matajis need to be submissive to their husband.
Yes.
And can we force our husband, like, let's go to the temple, let's do some service?
Yes, you should
be.
Okay,
we give the husband and go to the temple.
No, you should take care of her. You should take care of him. It's a duty. You should take care of him and advise him to go to the temple. You should go and see Krishna. Today, you have service. Today, you have association with meeting. So many people who cannot come to your house.
Yes.
You associate with them in the temple.
Yes.
Hmm.
Nowadays, I noticed that not many, like the husband, the men of Prabhu, they don't like to go to Puri. They don't like to go to the temple. Where are their wives? Is they like the spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
So they best have enough company to go to the temple or a place. So it is very difficult for the wife to move.
That is something we check from the beginning before we enter the place. That is the beginning to check. Who is the person I'm going to? You see, marriage is not like we are friends.
It's a mesh life. Nowadays, the new generation said that why the lost generation. They have sacrificed, they have fulfilled their duty to the parents.
So, should we pray for them? Because we pray for them and submit ourselves to Krishna. Krishna, please, don't give me cheating husband. I want to serve you. Please help me with this. The situation is we are praying sincerely for Krishna and love it. So we should learn from the mistake others have already made. So that we don't join people in the same thing. So learn from the mistake. Many are making mistakes, we shouldn't do the same thing. Now let us learn from them that many of us are pretending. We are very good because we are looking for somebody. As long as we get the wife or husband, then we show our putana. Putana consciousness. We should sincerely pray to Krishna, please help me with somebody who will assist my Krishna consciousness. We should only pray to our religion, get somebody who will give us consciousness. We encourage our consciousness.
Okay, his mom is saying, is it like this, like, long ago, people were not Krishna conscious, they don't have a guru, Maharaj, or Shiksha guru, someone to advise them, but just their parents would see that the boy has a job, they can take care of the notice and they will marry him. But nowadays, thank you, we have you for instructing us, we have Shiksha gurus, we have guru, Maharaj, we have all these mentors.
So we take advantage and make our life different from others.
You
should take advantage because I told one devotee here in Mauritius, this man is not good for you. I told her, this man is not good for you. Oh, I want to help you. I said, right? But it's my duty because you asked me, it's my duty, I'm telling you, this man is not good for you. He said, I want to help you. So, right, you are the one going to be there. I'm not going to be there with you. So you're the one who's going to be there. So you want to help me. So, no problem. They got married right on the very day they married you today. They're in trouble. Never one day they speak with each other with sweet words. That's not the issue today. I said, I told you. It's not because you don't want him to get married or you don't like the boy. But you ask. I said, I don't need to tell you. I'm telling you, this one, you're good. You should wait. Get somebody else. I said, no, I don't like him. I want to help you. All right. Help you. Now, anxiety. Serious anxiety. All, every day. I don't know if they have stayed together for a week since they got married. They will not stay together for more than a week. They always say something. The day they come together and they score a fight team, they have to support. They don't go stay there. They don't stay there. Till today, still fighting. Shouldn't do that. Because why should you waste someone's time asking checking this one is good for me or this one is good for me? We spend our time to tell you this is not good. And you want to help. Now why complain? You complain every day you get it. So let us take advantage of what we have. We have people who can advise us. So to take advice, we don't fall into trouble. And not to use our nonsense to disturb other people. And I know the life of the devotee. The devotee does not create problems for others. The devotee tries to help others out of their life. So I'm repeating. We should not try to know more than our senior. Especially a person who has their interest in his heart and he tells you, don't do this. And we think we know better and want to do it. No. The problem will come and then you start disturbing the man unnecessarily.
Is it happen like if two devotees, their horoscope doesn't match, but they are very fixed in their sadhana? Both.
That is what it will look like in the beginning. It will look like that in the beginning. That we are great devotees. We are great devotees. But after a while, then we see we are not great devotees as we think. But that time we'll be disturbing everybody. It's wrong. When I told these devotees, this relationship is not good. And she says she wants to help. I said, okay. If you want to do that, I appreciate your devotion good. Still, this is my suggestion. Both of you should go to Jagannath Puri. And do a small wedding. That would balance the differences. It didn't reach today. But every day they are fighting. Every day. Even though they make a wrong choice, we still give them eternity. But they have made a wrong choice. Do this. Prabhu say like this, or Mataji say like this. Before we enter into marriage, we should check very carefully. At least now that we have somebody to guide us, to tell us this is what is done, we should follow it. If we are very strong, yeah, don't disturb someone else. Whatever happens, you should handle it because They are very fixed in emotions. That is what we think. We are very fixed.
What a power.
But what Maya can give us is no. We will not remember we are powerful. Because you know, 1 year you are not going to temple to do any sense. We are fixed in devotion. How fixed? We should try to understand. When we say Maya is strong, we should try to understand how strong Maya is. Maya is so strong that we don't even know how strong she is. She's so strong that we don't know how strong she is. What thing have we known? Yes, we are here to help those who want to.
Don't
worry, you will not die before your daughter.
But not the rules, it's like, you have to give the daughter a. So if the parent doesn't do it, it's such a sin and they have to carry the burden.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Your daughter will be married before you leave. You see me.
Also, the sin of so silly.
Do I have a long life? I don't have a too much long life.
She knows the future is secret.
They will marry soon. So you are free. Just chant Krishna nicely. And pray to Krishna, let my daughter have good husband who are yet. Give them that blessing. Yes. And don't worry about when. Don't ask Krishna when. Don't tell Krishna, please help my daughter's great
good
work. Krishna,
you
love.
Now all his daughters here.
Sometimes we
ask Krishna for Krishna prayer or service, and then we ask for son-in-law. Is it proper?
Krishna prayer?
Yeah, it is enough. We need to beg Krishna for more service or mercy or to be engaged in Krishna devotion service. But then we ask him like for father-in-law or husband, because son-in-law or husband. Like this is not like
it's also
wouldn't it be good to ask Krishna?
Yes.
Yes, you should pray. What is your prayer? Tell Krishna. So he will know how to help. Not that he doesn't know, but when we make it a prayer and appeal to him, he will take his question. It's not wrong to ask Krishna to help us. But something that it will help us to serve him better. We have a husband, a good husband, it's a support of Krishna. We have a good wife, we support our Krishna. We want to have a good child, children, and devotees.
It's like
wrong. So that's why he's there. We can talk to him. Tell him our problem. They say complain too much. Worry.
I think every was
a true one.
No.
Just chant.
Just
take care of the mind.
You know, that is true.
And just tell them that this is what you need. Oh, worry. It's a lot of help in the situation.
Yes, every mom. My mom also likes this.
Marry.
I love to marry.
Crying.
Why? Like a marry very black.
Why you make your mom crying, please?
Oh, she's happy.
I hope so.
Yeah, it is inauspicious. It is inauspicious for parents to be a debtor. It's inauspicious for the children. For parents to fulfill their duty of getting the children married before that is inauspicious.
Before that, the parents should marry.
It is inauspicious. The parents are debtor. They need debt for the children. It's inauspicious for children to leave before getting their responsibility done, or getting the children married. Their responsibility, the parents, to get the children married. I'm referring to the question you asked before.
It's inauspicious. If we need debt, like monetary, health, not wealth, debt.
Yes.
This is inauspicious, but it's not inauspicious if you don't get your
debt. It is inauspicious for them not to fulfill their responsibility.
Yeah,
or not getting the children married for you.
Yes. Alors c'est pas
un rôle,
alors que quand on va se mettre sur la France, ça ne se dit pas de
But inauspicious is different, like from maybe bondage or if they are not
attached. Get the children married before you leave the body, so they know we are freed.
What about those who die very at very early age?
The teacher, he left early, and Pandu also left early for his children. That's second source. They have to fight. They can't run away, they have to fight. And if you die, you are promoted, so for them, they pay. Or family days, that is the price.
Mm-hmm.
Then liquidate the debt.
But Maharaj, mommy is saying that if a mother don't marry a daughter or son, they don't get free liberation. But at the same time, it says that if we think about Krishna at the time of death, anyway, if we think of the Guru Prabhupada and chant Muhammad first, and
for the devotees, you're free.
You're
chanting Krishna, we are serving Krishna.
We liberate our generation, our parents.
Three generations. So those who are practicing very nicely every day, chanting regularly, preserving constant karma of the day. Very good. Good. Krishna consciousness is very auspicious. It's a great opportunity for the whole world. We should take advantage of it. I told you you're already married. I didn't know you.
Mataji, Punivita Baba, her health is not very good at all. She used to be so active in her renown and all of the service. She nearly comes to the temple now because she's really suffering. Even to come up the stairs, it's feeling like a pain for her.
The nerve
is like
Screen.
Yeah. My mom also.
Old age.
Yes.
When the body gets old, that is what you get.
Sometimes my mom tells me that Gorintas is here, but she lets me serve him.
What?
Gorintas is here.
He
prepares food for him, but yeah, sometimes he cries with Gorintas, and he is crying. He because
she's
of pain.
Crying.
Yes, she's crying. Pain. So I'll try to make her understand that I work so many hard. Right.
For
what
is good? For what is good? She didn't regret for anything.
She didn't regret. So she told me that she will come with me to see you. She will ask you.
And you left her downstairs.
She will move here. Get paid.
Yes, we are safe.
Yes.
Okay.
Then
she was
here looking at
Mataji, I'm able to be easeful when you put that out.
Yeah, it's a genuine concern. Krishna will
help
you. Krishna will help you get to
sleep.
Get to sleep. Now that we know, we'll pray. We'll go to pray. She can get to sleep. She can
Mom, while sleeping, she always have negative nightmares and some negative vibration at night. So, what could be the reason behind that? She feels the presence of someone.
Here in Mauritius, you see,
Nowadays. Most
of the corners and things, we put all these entities there. And maybe you see people hanging around those corners, those things. So, so many disembodied entities are haunting many places. Many places, even Mauritius, have these entities haunting them and living in them. Because of the practice.
Yeah.
Many devotees are having some entities living there. Carrying ghosts.
For protection, it's not for protection. It's not for protection. We are invited unnecessary entities.
Entities.
How is it? If you are
in the garden at 6 o'clock, certainly you are going to get some entities into your body. Smoking and drinking, illicit sex. Our body becomes so weak that all those entities will enter our body. Very dangerous to be at the garden in the park.
After 6 p.m.
Yes, it's not good.
It's not good. Okay.
Except in Vrindavan.
Surrounding the temple. Is this the same thing?
See, our attitude is 6:30. Okay. It's the time we engage in spiritual activities, not somewhere.
Even we have with our mala with us, or Kanti mala with us.
You have mala, but the entity is already living in your body. It's already there.
But if you chant the Narsingha Dev Kavach Buddha, have a positive effect.
We need to do something serious about this. Not
just
chanting.
This is something serious.
You really need to do something to get rid of them, not just.
Okay.
We should be very careful what
sometimes.
Yeah, devotees who does some, they can do it. Many devotees they have this problem because of this worshipping all these lower entities.
Does it include the devi and devtas?
Yes.
Demigods.
Yes.
So,
that's
stuff.
Why do we put people at the streets where they outside? We stay in the house, but we put the person whom we worship with respect outside.
You know that you have one of the spirit which is taking care of your house, that the grandparent has food, that the family has tradition.
So they follow you, but have
you?
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. You're dealing with many devotees, and he's also haunting the whole area. It's not nice.
Okay.
They're not good.
They're
lower beings, they're not higher beings. You deal with the lower beings. Most of the environment is fun.
When the parent has already left the body, you have a tendency to put their photos.
I'll be calling them. They will stay there.
Oh.
Alors, quand ils ont deux, ils crient, ils ont pris sa main.
They say they'll be hunting you because they cannot go home. They are calling you. You see, we put the special master Prabhupada, we're calling Prabhupada. What do we do? He's present there. So what do you call the Lord being? What will happen? He's also a devil. What do you think we're doing? Prabhupada. You think he just, I started sitting there. He's there. He is divine, so we'll call him that we feel. So if you call him the Lord,
that's
our level, our consciousness.
Do
we have to do it every year, the Pindar ceremony, or once?
Wow, you will live long.
Unfortunately for you.
Why do we have a shot? Don't worry.
Please come.
Krishna did. Chaitanya who did.
Yes.
Dattacharya did.
Yes.
And Gaya to do. It's not every year. Once. They done once. Other year we do feast. Prasada. Feast. Not. That is why we come to Gaya every year to imagine. Make peace for the devotees. Okay. Before one devotee, the son left the body, she told us, we went to the heart. Then we pray. The soul can move forward.
Maharaj, does that mean that we do not have to tangle the pictures of our grandparents for the one who is, I mean, a member of the family.
If you have the picture, it looks wrong. But if they are putting the picture on the calling something.
If we are, okay,
if they are having the picture of their parent, nothing
yes.
wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But if they are going to keep them and put light and put
power,
it's not good.
It's not good.
So you are doing rituals. You know,
so we are praying.
Yes, you come to your Lord. You walk in the presence.
Just keep them if they don't pray.
Yeah, listen up the deal. Just hold up the deal, we don't pray. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mataji, she really is. Mataji has already departed.
Yes. Whenever there is a ceremony at home, we always put offering, after we have offering prasad, and put that in front of the picture. It's not good, Maharaj. Okay,
you
should let me
do.
Okay.
Maybe some people are putting for us, and you know, in our post, like some family offering to us, but here we are, or we already got a body like this. Because when we do pre-treat work, I used to think like this. Like sometimes our grandparents already passed away, like after 25 years, we are still doing that, and sometimes things are only getting another body, or maybe they are 25 years old, still age as in another body.
Doesn't make sense.
What can
you
do? Doesn't make sense.
Yes. But we do it just in case one of our ancestors is entangled in hell or something.
You'll be a good devotee. You'll be a good devotee.
So you know what they
do? Krishna will be good.
Krishna will be good now.
There are many of our family members we don't know. Who knows the third generation? The family who was the founder of the past one. Who live for 3 generations to see.
Yes.
For Krishna and Lord, he will take care of us. It's better for us to be fully
devoted.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, 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 Krishna.
When are we going to next point?
Your
drive is here.
Yeah, ready to go.
What is the program?
The program is free. Well, there will
it's
be
two.
It's free for dinner.
It's for three now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have done.
Yes, of course. Yeah, you will be going to the teaching center.
That was there before?
Was it there in the beginning? No, no, it was. That's a youth program, so it's